This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette is calling health cuts by the new presidential administration illegal. She says they'll have a devastating impact on the health of Coloradans. CPR John Daly.
The Democrat from Denver is the ranking member of a House Health Subcommittee. DeGette says she and her colleagues had no heads up about across-the-board cuts through the federal government's health agencies. She says for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to say he's
firing 10,000 people and combining a number of the institutes, it's really shocking. It's going to cost lives.
Republicans defend cuts as part of a push to make government more efficient. DeGette says it will weaken the nation's science leadership and destroy its ability to combat and research deadly diseases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Budget cuts at Adams' 12 five-star schools will eliminate about 150 jobs. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The school district north of Denver says its proposed budget plan for next year includes almost $28 million in cuts. About 100 classroom teachers will lose their jobs, about 8 per high school. Declining enrollment is one cause, but Superintendent Chris Godowski blamed the cuts on state leaders and the people of Colorado who have, quote, refused to confront brutal facts about school funding in the state, unquote. Colorado's constitutional restrictions on spending have already drained schools of $10 billion they were supposed to have gotten over the past 14 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado weather this week has mountain snow and fire danger on the southeast plains. Russell Danielson with the National Weather Service says that's normal.
Yep, that's March, April weather for you.
It will be getting cooler across the state over the next few days. Mountain snow could total more than 12 inches. Around Denver, it's rain and lighter snow. Further south, it's windy, with elevated fire danger and red flag warnings for southern Front Range counties. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is CPR News.